The Sinn Féin MLA Catriona Ruan has rung into the programme. A very good morning to you, Catriona.
Good morning.
Okay, so you got the majority, one vote, but it changes nothing.
Well, I don't accept that it changes nothing. This is the fifth time that we brought this motion to the Assembly. And the reason we brought it again was we wanted to get a majority in the Assembly. The DUP are abusing the petition of concern. The petition of concern is a mechanism to protect minorities.
Yeah, and it was used by yourselves to block the welfare reform bill and the Paul Given conscience clause.
Yes, and
that's all right then, is it?
No. Well, yes, it is all right, and I'll tell you why it's all right. The petition of concern is a mechanism that's used to protect minorities. So what Paul Given's bill was doing was going to discriminate.
Well, this is protecting the minority of those people who, as we've heard on the programme, feel extremely strongly about the whole concept of gay marriage. Now, I don't really see that there's much difference between that and the vote on the conscience clause. It's just whatever your view is, isn't it, really?
No, I don't think you can say that the community who designate as heterosexual are a minority. What yesterday did was show how we as a society are moving forward. And it sent a real message to the LGBT communities and their families. Because let's not forget, people talk about that community as if they don't have families.
No, we're talking about realities here, and I take your point, and it's a win for what it's worth. I mean, but we have this petition of concern. It was applied. There will be no legislation for the time being, and that's all there's to it. Now, Jim Allister, earlier on in the programme, said he would abolish the petition of concern full stop. And if you backed him, then you could go ahead and we could have gay marriage in Northern Ireland. Wouldn't that be a good move from your point of view?
No, I don't think it would be a good move to abolish the petition of concern, because if you look at who uses petitions of concern, the DUP and the UUP on many occasions would have a majority rule in the North. What we have is carefully crafted checks and balances in our power sharing arrangements.
You know it's a flawed argument, this, because you know that you would only wish to apply it when it suits you, basically.
No, what I would like to see is that our Assembly legislate for equal marriage. That would be the best way forward. I have no doubt we will have equal marriage. The best way would be legislation. But I'd like to focus a little bit on families. Yesterday we heard some DUP talking about family values. My response in the Assembly was the family glue, that the values that hold my family together are love, commitment and respect. To the children of gay and lesbian couples not deserve that? Do the mothers of gay and lesbian couples and fathers and parents not deserve that? Because their families are as important as my families. And we should not, if we care about children's rights, we care about all children. Not just the children who will be straight or the children who are not gay and lesbian. So we have to be very careful here.
Who's trampling on whose rights here? I mean, a lot of people feel very strongly, Catriona, that you're trampling on their profoundly held views here.
No, I am not saying that somebody who doesn't believe in equal marriage cannot get married. What I am saying is don't discriminate against an entire section of the community. Like, nobody is saying, I mean, if somebody doesn't believe in equal marriage, well, then don't marry somebody who's gay.
OK, let's bring Peter Linus in. Peter, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Evangelical Alliance, you're a member of. What are your views? Does that mean that you're against gay marriage?
Well, we strongly support just marriage between a man and a woman. And so, as I think has been noted in the programme, the motion has failed now for the fifth time. There has been debate around this. That's right that we debate it in a democratic society, but I think now we have to say surely there are other issues that we need to spend the time at Stormont getting on with in terms of welfare reform and the Stormont House Agreement. And we've had a good debate on this. We've voted on it, and now it's time to move on.
Yeah, isn't it part of the problem that you face basically is that same-sex marriage is now all around us? England, Scotland, Wales and the Republic. We have civil partnerships here in Northern Ireland. So, I mean, the world hasn't collapsed. Life's continuing. Traditional marriage, I don't think, has been undermined by this. This sort of doomsday scenario, it doesn't really ring true, does it?
Well, certainly no doomsday scenario from us. What we do have is a larger lens on this. So you've talked around the UK and Ireland context, but you have to remember as well that 170 countries around the world recognise traditional marriage or just marriage between a man and a woman. So the UK, the rest of the UK is in the minority here, about 19 countries that recognise same-sex marriage. So there's not a doomsday scenario in terms of that. But Northern Ireland has a devolved assembly. It has a different view on these matters. And it's right that we have that kind of discussion and say, what sort of society do we want to have? Civil partnerships, as you've mentioned, do deal with the equality issue. If we need to fix those, if we need to improve those, there's a couple of areas, I think, around pension rights, that there's some difference. I'm not sure why those exist. Very happy to engage in a discussion to change that.
They have sort of voted in favour, though, haven't they? I mean, that, you can't get round that one. The majority in the assembly now supports gay marriage.
But the motion ultimately has failed, so you've got...
From this rather dodgy technicality that we've been discussing. Let's bring Alex in. He's kindly called the programme. What are your views, Alex?
Oh, good morning to you.
Hi there.
I'm just wondering about the religious aspect of this. They're all judging, and I thought it was in the Bible. They talk about the Bible. I think the Bible says, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. It's their boss that will decide at the end of the day for all of us, whatever sex we have or none. So why do they keep thumping the Bible and using that as the instrument not to have gay relationships, marriage or whatever?
Would you like to come back on that, Peter?
Well, I think, as you probably recall, I haven't actually mentioned the Bible yet in this.
Well, you are Evangelical Alliance. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, no problem. No, the biblical text is really clear, and so we say for Christians that's really clear in terms of what sort of relationships. But we also think that that's for a wise, thriving society, we need to form a particular kind of relationships, male-female relationships. But we acknowledge we live in a plural society. Civil partnerships give the rights for that. But marriage has always been defined between a man and woman over centuries and across all countries in the world, 170 countries. Why are we trying to force a different view on people? Why can't we have two parallel systems? Nobody's explained to me how equality is undermined by having two different systems. What is against equality by supporting marriage between a man and a woman?
Patrick has phoned the programme from Derry, I gather. Patrick, what are your views on this?
Oh, boy, it takes some listening. See the Bible thumpers, and they quote the Bible whenever it suits themselves. And I wouldn't say I'm the best Bible reader, but let me tell you this one. The first one I ever heard was... Our Lord says, love thy neighbour as thyself. You know, so he never set himself up to judge any people, he just corrected it. But the other one was the best one of the lot. Ye without sin cast the first stone. Because the biggest bunch of hypocrites.
Well, let's face it, I mean, everyone...
They're deciding the future of lovely people. Gay people hurt nobody. They don't go against any rules. I've never seen two men up for abusing children. And yet these people want to stop them from going about their own lives. There's something not right about this sick Northern Ireland when the rest of the world or the rest of Britain can see ahead the future.
So some fairly unaggressive people, Patrick, are quite very uncomfortable with homosexuality and the homosexuality.
I don't know why.
You don't understand this at all, though.
Tell me what has it harmed them? Are they getting flags thrown at them or something? Are they getting suffered? Are they getting tortured? These people are just going their own way. And somebody said earlier on, what's happening? You did it. You said it. The old people are dying out.
Well, I suppose the traditional... Sorry to interrupt you again, but, I mean, the traditional marriage, man and a woman, you know, in the church, wedding bells and all the rest of it, that is seen as a sort of bedrock of society. But you don't go along with that view.
I don't see anymore. I don't go along with anything. I remember, maybe trying to get back to the days when they put children down chimneys at 12 years of age to clean them. Them days are gone. You move on. We're in a different century. We're moving on. The gay rights people have a right to move on. They're part of our lives. Everybody else has a way of life. And I just agree with them.
Patrick, thank you very much indeed. Plenty of callers here. I'd like to get as many in as possible. Bill. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Connor.
How's it going?
Going great. First of all, we're asking politicians to make a decision. The politicians here in Northern Ireland can hardly agree what day Christmas Day is on. Never mind make up a decision like this. It's very simple. See next May. Put it on the ballot paper and let the people of Northern Ireland decide. And then no politician has to worry about that he lost any votes or will he get any votes. The people of the North will decide, like they did in the South.
A referendum.
A referendum on the ballot paper.
Yeah, well, I've heard this argument before, Bill, and I mean, it's a powerful argument. But I mean, would you put it to the vote on whether there should be capital punishment or not? Because when you see polls across the UK, there is a majority in favour of capital punishment. Now, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Should the public decide, or is there a bit of a danger when you do that? You get a bit of a lynch mob mentality.
Well, Connor, capital punishment in the past executed innocent people. All that I'm asking for is we have a referendum on gay marriage. You know yourself, there has been plenty of times that they send a judge out to read over a grave and say, we're sorry, you're innocent. A lot of good to that man who was innocent when he was executed. I'm personally not for that at all, but I'm for a referendum on gay.
Okay, Bill, thanks very much. You're cracking up a bit, actually, so I'll have to move on. Dermot's on the line. Hi there, Dermot. What are your views?
Hi, Connor. Thanks. A couple of times on your programme, there's been the suggestion that gay marriage isn't going to harm other people's marriages. But what that doesn't recognise is that the meaning of marriage itself has been changed from requiring two sexes to only requiring one. And that opens up the possibility of a Pandora's box with all kinds of things that could emerge. For example, suppose two gay men marry and then they decide they'd like a child, and one of them fathers a child with a woman, friend of theirs, and the woman and the child move into the home with the gay men and they become a family, three adults and one child. And then the three adults say, we would like to be married to each other mutually. And the great and the good are not going to be able to stand and say, well, look, there's a good reason here.
Yeah, that is a slightly different debate, Dermot, I think you're introducing there.
I'm following up the points that were made that marriages... If you give me one moment, I'll explain.
Yeah, well, we're short for time, so if you could be concise as possible.
I'll be very quick. The great and the good will allow the three people to marry. Now, once you have three people in a marriage, every married woman is in danger because her husband would like to have a third person in the marriage.
OK. Controversial point, Dermot. Thank you very much indeed. Tony's on the line. Tony, what do you think? Final call, so you have a privileged position on this issue.
Oh, thanks very much for that. Connor, the point I would make is in relation to DUP, and specifically that perhaps Northern Ireland is in a unique position within a democratic world, and that we have a party which is albeit a majority party with a minority view. And the point I would make is in relation to the gene pool. Majority, if not the total number of MLAs, for instance, who voted unanimously against the same-sex marriage question yesterday, come from the evangelicals' sort of fundamentalist background, obviously with the Free Presbyterian Church. So I think that's the problem, that... you have people within the DUP, for instance, who support, among other things...
Yeah, but you have someone like Mike Nesbitt, head of the UUP. He abstained because he, as he tried to put across in that interview, although he felt they could be on the wrong side of history, he still had problems with it.
Yes, that's fair enough. I mean, as someone once previously described Mike Nesbitt's position, it was fairly shifty. To say you're on the wrong side of history and then abstain in the actual quote itself is, to say the least, contradictory. I do believe that the problem, as I've already stated, is the fact that we do have an extremist party in relation to moral issues, social issues.
I wouldn't say it like that. Tony, we're running out of time on this one. Thank you very much indeed, and thank you all for your calls.